Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares, thank you for being in class today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And if you'd like to call Jason, I'll give you his number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And that's the number to call Jason. And when you do, he will say, hi, this is USA Prepares. May I have your first name and the state you're calling from and the subject you'd like to talk about? He will type that into a screen, and I will see on that particular telephone line your first name, the state you're calling from, and like one or two words about the topic, okay? And that gives me a heads up as to how I can address you. So I can address you as Tom from Wisconsin, or Sally from Nebraska. So it's just a polite thing. I'd like to know who's on the other end of the phone, because when I call someone, I say, hey, hi, this is Vin Fennelli. Do you have a minute, or is this a good time, or is this a bad time? Okay, that's what I do. I let them know who I am and about how much time the telephone call will take. That's what I do. Why? Because I think it's polite. And I think we have lost in the United States of America, maybe even globally. I'm not sure about the globally, but I am sure about the United States of America. I think we have lost the art of being polite. And in one respect, let me give you an example. So I happen to have problems with the internet. So I called for technical support this morning, and I was connected to a lady in the Philippines. And they're always very polite. So if y'all want to take a lesson on polite, just call tech support. And when you're connected to someone in the Philippines, they are absolutely as polite as can be, and we need to take a page out of their book. Okay. So I happened to click on, after the internet was reset, I clicked on BitChute, and it brought up our broadcast. And there was a guy who posted, and he used profanity, talking about USA Prepares. And he had to use it. He just couldn't avoid using it. Now think about this. Who connects to BitChute? All kinds of people, young people, older people, middle-aged people, ladies. And he's using profanity. Now, that's a problem for me. As you all know, it's a problem for me when people use profanity on the air. As a matter of fact, we've lost instructors because of their inability to stop swearing. Now, some people would say, well, yeah, but all the other guys do it. All the other broadcasters do it. That doesn't mean it's okay. That doesn't mean it's okay to throw your cigarette butts in the driveway of your neighbor because other people do it. It doesn't mean it's okay. It's wrong. Okay? So what do we do about it? Well, these people who use profanity and they post comments about USA Prepares, they feel they have a right to say whatever they want. Free speech and all that. Well, okay, free speech doesn't mean you have to be profane. It doesn't mean you have to be vulgar. Unfortunately, it doesn't even mean you have to be truthful or accurate. So, what do we do about it? Well, I have a solution. The solution is you, as students and instructors who are part of this broadcast, if you happen to go to Ron Gibson's channel, on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, and you happen to listen to USA Prepares, of which hundreds of people do every day, you can click on that post that you find offensive. And you can click this little icon that says flag, F-L-A-G. And a little pop-up window shows up, and they want to know why you're flagging it. So, you can flag it for inaccuracy, you can flag it for lies, you can flag it for profanity. Now, if enough of us do that, those guys are going to be banned. So what does that mean? That all the hard work that they've done to develop their handle, you know, whatever they call themselves because they don't use their real names, those guys are going to be flagged and they'll have to get a new account. And after a while, it's going to get tiresome. So, if you wouldn't mind, let's show them how this works. So, if you go to BitChute and you go to the Ron Gibson channel and you see something that you find offensive, like profanity, or inaccuracy, or lies, you can flag it. So, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I just wanted to mention that because it affects all of us here at USA Prepares. Welcome.
That's all right. How are you this morning?
Well, pretty good.
I think that's a good idea, by the way.
Well, I'm glad you agree. And I have another good idea, class. So this morning, I, you know, after a week of being experiencing difficulties with the internet and being knocked off the air and having low bandwidth and having it take a minute to load a page, I became frosted. So I called this number, and I'm going to give you the number. This is the secret number, and I'm not kidding. This is the secret number. It took years for me to find this number. If you have internet service provided by CenturyLink, which used to be called CenturyTel, CenturyLink, they have a loyalty department. And the loyalty department is designed to keep you as a customer. Can you imagine that? A company that actually has a department to keep you as a customer. So this morning I called up this number, and I'm going to give you the number. And I said, I'm having problems with my internet. I keep getting disconnected, and I'm a radio broadcaster, and it's a problem for me. And it takes about a minute to load a page, and that's a problem for me. So I'm calling you today because I want a refund, because I'm paying for something I'm not receiving. They said, I'll be glad to connect you to technical support. I said, I don't want to do that. I want the refund. I want $50 today. She said, hold on. Came back about 30 to 60 seconds later and said, okay, your refund is processed. So what's that secret number? Now, listen, this really took years to find this number because normally you have to call the main number. You have to go through all those press 1, press 2, press 3 operations. And everybody's frustrated, especially the guy pressing 1, 2, and 3. It takes 45 minutes to finally get to someone who can help you. And then you get disconnected. So one day I said, it's really tough to get in touch with you guys here at the loyalty department. And the gal was really kind. She said, well, let me give you the direct number. 866-270-7498. That is the CenturyLink loyalty department secret number. They do not give that out. Now, I'm giving that out to our class for those of you who are experiencing bona fide problems and you're not getting what you pay for. Now, this is not something, you know, like if you have too many users on your internet connection and you get lousy speed because everybody's hogging the bandwidth at your house. That's not what this call is for. This call is for broken internet, problems that are not your fault. bona fide internet problems that are CenturyLink's fault. Okay, so only call this number if you have a real bona fide number. Now, the last time I gave this out, I had a problem, like a week later. So I called CenturyLink, this 866-270-7498 number, and I said, so, hey, thanks so much. I'm calling for my $50 credit. And has your call volume gone up recently? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get a lot more calls than we used to. So, just want to let you know that that's what happens. So, class, 866-270-7498. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah. Slow internet is a real problem here in Australia too, especially in rural and remote areas. We have what's called satellite NBN, which is basically satellite internet. And from what I gather, the internet company is required by the government to deliberately throttle it, which is absolutely absurd. So we can't get unlimited satellite internet where we are. The government will not allow it. So that is completely disgusting. And they are not allowed, the internet company, is not allowed to turn their satellite data up to full speed. And I can't work at my chosen profession, which is being a telephone psychic with the company that I want to work with, because we don't have the satellite internet speed to be able to work with this company, because I went through their recruitment process, passed their recruitment process with flying colors, but was not able to, complete my recruitment process because my internet was not fast enough. And, they said, can you get ADSL or cable internet? Well, I said, no, not where we are. But it's really sad because I hear people in the U.S., some people in the U.S., saying that they have satellite internet and it's great and there's no speed problems or anything. Does that make sense? I don't know about where you are.
We have terrible internet. I cannot address other people's internet speed, but I can tell you this, that when I was on the phone with this lady in the Philippines this morning, she said, well, with a 10 megabit per second internet speed, you might not be able to get full bandwidth. And I said, wait a minute, hold it. We don't have 10 megabit per second. We have 3. And I don't even get that. All I needed for in the morning between 9 and 11 a.m. is for audio. And I don't even use half of that. And I don't even get that. So she said, no, I'm just using that as an example. So what, some people have, higher speeds. Some have 10, some have way higher than that. Well, that's for those who live in the city. If you live in a city, you have much higher bandwidth than those of us like Gwyneth and Rich who live in the middle of nowhere. But I wanted to address something. I want to address living in the city when we come back with Gwyneth.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, Prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're
take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And, Gwyneth, you've heard me mention... tractor therapy. In your farm or on your farm, it's shovel therapy, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. Shovel therapy.
Well, I've been doing a new kind of therapy. There's a much quicker setup time to do this kind of therapy. And I would call this concrete therapy, as in making concrete, pouring concrete, working with concrete. And, class, as you know, I've been talking about the collapse of the Champlain Tower and the following demolition of the other tower in Surfside, part of Miami, Florida. And I mentioned how I think that the concrete was weak, and I mentioned several reasons, and one of the reasons is I don't believe they wet the concrete and kept it moist for the 30-day cure time, the minimum cure time of 30 days, in my opinion. So I've never really heard people talk about pouring concrete in the right way to do it. And, you know, some people have concrete driveways, some have poured concrete walls, some have poured concrete patios. And normally that's done, you know, in a daylight. It's normally done when the weather's nice, and certainly in Florida, it's hot 24/7, 365. So I think that the reason, one of the main contributing factors, is the concrete was weak because it wasn't wet and kept cool for 30 days. So I'm doing concrete therapy here at the farm. And it's a 30-day process. So every 2 hours, let me say it a different way. Every 2 hours, I'm out there watering this concrete to keep it damp so that it won't cure too quickly. The faster concrete cures, the weaker it is. The faster concrete cures, the weaker it is. So heat and bright sunlight is a real enemy of making strong concrete. So I'm watering and watering. And by the way, I wasn't able to go to Dr. Shealy's Independence Day celebration because I was watering concrete and I couldn't leave the farm for more than two hours. Okay? Because of concrete curing. So I'm doing this therapy where I have this garden hose and I'm wetting down this concrete every 2 hours. And this morning I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this yesterday, doing this concrete therapy. And I realized that I'm using water to do this, which is a very valuable resource. And then I realized that, or thought about, I knew this, but I thought about cities where lots of people live and they use lots of concrete, lots of concrete. Pretty much everything built in a city uses concrete, right? You have to show me an example where they don't use concrete in a structure or in a business. You have to show me one because I don't think there are very many of them. So they use concrete. Now, how often have those buildings been watered? Now, probably in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, the guys that did that kind of work knew that you needed to cure concrete slowly. So they probably were watered. But in today's, let's bang it out quickly, we don't do that. So how many driveways have you seen that are made out of concrete that are cracked? Seriously cracked. How many? Would it be most of them? How many patios, how many sidewalks have you seen that, you know, were poured in the summer that are cracked? Would that be most of them? Okay. So I'm doing this concrete therapy, and I'm thinking about the water and how most concrete jobs are not kept damp for 30 days, which makes the concrete weaker. Which, when the concrete fails, if it's desired to fix it, you got to rip it out. Now, what do you do with the old concrete? I guess you take it to the landfill, right? So that's a waste. And all they had to do was use water and the right mix and the right reinforcing rebar. And I was thinking about, okay, so here I am watering. And so cities, where do they get their water? Where does New York get their water? Well, they don't have a well. New York City doesn't have a well for all of its inhabitants and visitors. And neither does Los Angeles. Where do they get their water? They steal it from other people. Now think about that. And that's what I thought about during concrete therapy today. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One side calls critical race theory pure racism, teaching our kids to hate based on skin color. The other side says the theory is about our history and needs to be taught to our children. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau attempts to make sense of it all.
The National Education Association pledged to teach critical race theory in all 50 states and across more than 14,000 school districts where the union operates. In addition, the nation's largest teachers union says they will dedicate a team of staffers to provide guidance on how to fight back against anti-CRT rhetoric. Cheryl Wonderchain is a parent in Northern Virginia. She tells Fox News it's no surprise that unions are in favor of teaching CRT.
These unions have really showed us their true colors over the past year with, you know, bullying the CDC into putting out guidance to keep the schools shuttered. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to look at some of the agenda for the NEA meeting that just wrapped up. And, you know, there was nothing on there about, you know, increasing literacy or remediation for all the learning loss over the past year.
Mm-hmm. Israel is sending 700,000 coronavirus vaccine doses to South Korea in exchange for a future shipment of vaccines from South Korea to Israel. Under the agreement, Israel will transfer the Pfizer vaccines to South Korea in an effort to inoculate more South Koreans this month. South Korea will send the same number of doses to Israel as early as September. South Korea has so far administered first doses to just 30% of its population. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I hate it when people lie. I just heard another lie. And, you know, it's with good intentions that it's a lie. Betty White, the actress, said for over 75 years, only you can prevent wildfires. That's not true. I've been saying this over and over. It's only you can prevent forest fires. And it's not Smokey Bear. It's Smokey the Bear. That was originally what it was. You can look that up. And she said that hot tailpipes can, tall grass, tall dry grass, can catch fire. That's absolutely, well, sort of true. It's not the hot tailpipe. It's the hot tailpipe caused by the catalytic converter that runs at about 1,500 degrees. Now, you take the catalytic converter out of the equation, and you probably won't set a fire. by a tailpipe. Now, what's a tailpipe? So coming out of the engine, the first pipe coming out of the engine is sometimes, if it's a V something, like a V6 or a V8, that would be called the Y pipe. The next pipe after that is called the exhaust pipe. The next pipe, the next thing that's connected, after the Y pipe or in the Y pipe, the first pipe, is a catalytic converter. Or right after the Y pipe is the catalytic converter. Then there's the exhaust pipe, and then there's the muffler. And then there's a pipe that might be called the tailpipe. Okay, depending on if it's one piece or two pieces. So the tailpipe is the last piece. It's the coolest running piece of the exhaust system. Right where the catalytic converter is the hottest piece. Or the part that's directly connected to the exhaust manifold is the hottest piece. So the hottest part of the exhaust system is the Y pipe, and then it's increased in heat by or temperature by the catalytic converter. So if your catalytic converter contacts dry grass, yeah, you're probably going to start a fire. But is it the tailpipe? No. But so why is she saying it incorrectly? Why isn't she saying, y'all, you know, park that low ground clearance car on dry grass, that 1500 degree catalytic converter can set your set the grass and your car on fire. Why didn't she say it that way? Instead, she says tailpipe. Is that because the generally dumb public doesn't know the difference between a Y pipe, an exhaust pipe, a tailpipe, and a catalytic converter? Is that why? Gwyneth, I was talking about concrete and stealing water, and how the cities steal water, and they don't have water. I mean, they've outgrown their own water, so they go and steal it. Like Los Angeles and New York City. Any comments about that?
Yeah, that's a problem. The truth of the matter is you don't need a lot of water to live as an individual. And here in our household, we have two people living in the household, and we would use less than 1,000 liters of water a week. And that's our water budget. We have a water budget because we have our own water supply, domestic water supply system, and our own agricultural water supply system. And the domestic system has a capacity of 40,000 litres. So basically the system set up where it collects rainwater. And I remember the other week, I can't remember if it was on your show or on another broadcast that I was listening to, people were saying how stupid it is that people put rain barrels underneath their rainwater pipe to collect water off their roofs. And, it was another broadcast that I was listening to, because your average rain barrel does not have the capacity to collect the water that flows off of the roof. And we do collect water off our roof for the purpose of drinking and washing and cooking food. But we've got 40,000 litres capacity rainwater tank sitting next to our house. Now, that's 10,000 gallons. And I've budgeted it so we can use 1,000 litres of water a week and be good for 40 weeks. And probably we're not going to go 40 weeks without it raining. So that's how we calculate it. But I had to be quite strict when we – actually, I really didn't. But I had to, from time to time, call the boys up on this and say, listen, mate, we're using too much water. Whatever we're doing to use so much water, we need to all curb it back, because see that tank on that tower? That was full 4 days ago and now it's almost empty. We've got to figure out what we're doing wrong and we're going to put it right, or we're going to run out of water if we keep doing it that way. And so we did it. We figured out what we were doing wrong, and we put it right. But it hasn't really been a hardship for us to live on 1,000 litres of water a week as a 2 or 3 person household. And we, when my other son was living here, we had 3 people. And we were still just using 1,000 litres of water a week. And it's very easy to see because it's an IBC cube which stands on a tower outside of our house. So we can see that 1,000 litres of water. And we could see the level of the 1,000 litres of water go down over the course of the week. Now, I think what the problem is with most people is that they can't see the water that they're using. They have no idea of the water that they're using. But before we moved into here, we lived in a caravan park for about 6 weeks. That's a trailer park. This was 8 years ago. But before we lived on the trailer park, we were living as homeless people. And for a lot of the time that we were homeless, which was a period of about 2 months that we were homeless, we were living in the Australian outback as homeless people. And we were carting our water in a one-ton van, a Nissan E20 camper van. And we got used to being very, very, very conservative with our water. And I remember on one occasion, we came across a water tank, which was a public water tank in the middle of the outback. And they have such tanks for the purposes of, you know, for saving lives, basically. And we came across a couple of German tourists while we were at this water tank, and we were, oh my gosh, I will never ever forget that day, because this particular water tank was almost out of water. And these German tourists had the tap turned on and were washing their plates under the tap, which was just trickling out of this, would have been about 100,000 litre water tank, and the water was just trickling out of the tap. It was the last few little drops of water coming out of this 100,000 litre water tank in the middle of the Australian desert. And I said, listen, you've got to understand where you are, that you're in the middle of one of the driest deserts on earth. You're sitting next to a water tank that is almost out of water. And I can't believe you. You're washing your plates? And I said, don't you realize it might not seem like a lot of water to you that you're washing your plates, but don't you realize that that water that you're using to wash your plates could save somebody's life? And when I said, oh, very sorry, very sorry, very sorry. And I said, well, you know, please stop. And so they sort of went off in another direction. And it came our time to use the water tank. Guess what? They used up all the water. The tap, just a few minutes after they left, absolutely stopped flowing. And That was a really, really annoying day for me. And we figured out what to do. We went up, we had a cup, and we had a piece of string, a piece of baling twine, and I tied the cup to the piece of baling twine. We climbed up on top of the water tank, opened up the manhole cover, and let the cup down into the water, and we pulled that water out of that rainwater tank in the middle of the Australian outback, one cup at a time, and we filled up 100 litres worth of water bottles with a cup. And that was a time-consuming job, but it was worth it. People don't realise the value of water until they're in such a situation. And I don't think that anyone who lives in an American city Except maybe if they live in maybe somewhere like Phoenix, Arizona or Flint, Michigan, realizes the value of the water that comes out of their taps. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's a guy that was born in 1879. He died in 1955. His name was Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein said, only two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the former. Let me say it again.
Yeah, only that makes sense.
Only two. This is a quote. Quote. Albert Einstein quote. Only two things are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the former. End quote. So Albert Einstein knew that humans are stupid. And they really are. And for those who are living in cities, and they waste water like crazy, and most of the time the water doesn't come from their city, it's a sin. It's a crime. So, for example, where does Nevada get its water from? Colorado River. Where does Los Angeles get its water from? The Colorado River. Where do the farmers in the former desert that farm, you know, for us and, you know, food for us, where do they get their water from? The Colorado River. Where'd that come from? Well, 700 miles away from Los Angeles is where they started stealing water. And they started stealing water from the closest source, 50 miles away, 100 miles away, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 miles away. They've drained every lake, stream, pond, puddle, aquifer they could to steal the water for Los Angeles. And south of Los Angeles.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Quinnith is with us. Where does Las Vegas get its water? From Lake Mead. Where does Lake Mead get its water? That'd be courtesy of the Colorado River. Where does the Colorado River get its water from? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles north. And the Colorado River is becoming depleted very, very quickly. So, we are, through the miracles of modern technology, we have been stealing water from where it is, and we're bringing it to where it hasn't been and shouldn't be. We are bringing water to the desert, and I'm not talking about what Gwyneth is talking about, survival water. I'm talking about wasteful water. Bringing water to a desert, inviting people to move to the desert, and then they go and water their lawns with water that they didn't have. Water that's been stolen from places that did have the water. So the upstream, where the aquifers would provide water for farms, they've gone dry because the water went to L.A. and Las Vegas and cities that have no reason to exist in the size that they are, because you take the water out of the equation and the cities would not exist. So water's brought to them by governments working with industry to steal water. That's what happens. And that's what I was thinking about today. It doesn't happen in every circumstance, but it happens too often. And so what does that mean to the guy and gal that they've got a farm and everything's good and, you know, they're working their fingers to the bone trying to eke out a living? And they pump their own water for their own uses, for their own farm. And then they find out their well goes dry because the water has been stolen for Los Angeles. And that's how I feel about these people who are moving into our neck of the woods from elsewhere. And I don't mind them moving in. But I do mind them moving in and setting up chicken factories that use an enormous amount of water. Who do they think they are? Well, it's a free country, I guess, and they can do that. But if they run my well dry, I'm just going to stop right there. I'm going to stop right there before I get myself in trouble. But think about that. How would you like it? my mother-in-law and father-in-law and all their neighbors experienced it. They had a well. It worked great for, I don't know, 40 years. And all of a sudden, these big McMansions started popping up, swimming pools, and they drained the water supply dry. And everybody had to put in deeper wells, everybody, including my mother-in-law and father-in-law. Would they have had to do that if people didn't move in and use up the water? No. No, everything would have been fine. So who do you get mad at? Well, you get mad at the people who are moving in and wasting water because they think it's free. Because they make so much money, they can be stupider than they normally would be. Gwyneth?
Yeah, I think that it's a much better idea if you do things like move into a landscape and instead of water from the well, do things like put in regenerative farming methods like, for instance, putting in swales on your land, those are trenches on contour, and using methods like key lime water harvesting where you gradually channel the water. It's, if anyone wants to know what key lime water harvesting is, go on the internet. It's quite a complex method, but it's complex, but it's simple. Okay, you start at the top of your contour line on your farm, and you dig a trench that goes very slightly downhill, but it goes less slightly downhill than the gradient of the valley. Okay. And that means that when at the other end of that trench, that your water's still going to be quite high up in the landscape compared to the depth of the valley below it. So water will always flow downhill, but what you're doing with key lime water harvesting is slowing down its passage through the landscape, making it go downhill more slowly than it otherwise would. And you can do this on your own farm if you have your own catchment areas on your own farm, as we do. I haven't done this yet, but I'm planning to. And I'm just researching it at the moment. But that puts water into the landscape. How's that? You know? And we live in a semi-desert area. And every drop of water, it's not quite as dry as the outback, but nevertheless, every drop of water is precious. And if you can slow the passage of water down through the landscape on your own farm, then you're actually going to have an increased water table instead of a cone of depression, which is reducing the level of water in everybody's well. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth and I will... Yeah, we'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercials.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.